this VOA News, I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to the occupied West Bank on Sunday, where Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas pushed for an immediate Israeli ceasefire after a strike on a refugee camp killed dozens of people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Abbas called the Gaza assault, quote, a war of genocide and destruction at the hands of the Israeli war machine. But Blinken, on a regional tour to try to stop the war from spreading, has resisted calls by Arab leaders for a ceasefire for fear it would benefit Hamas. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there'd be no ceasefire until the return of all the more than 240 hostages captured by Hamas during the October 7th attacks, which Israel says also killed 1,400 people.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Aid groups say Afghans fleeing a deportation drive in Pakistan lack shelter, food and warmth once they cross the border. Hundreds of thousands of Afghans have left Pakistan in recent weeks as authorities pursue foreigners they say are in the country illegally. Pakistan set an October 31st as a deadline to leave the country or else they'd be arrested. The Taliban have set up camps on the other side for people to stay in while they wait to be moved to their place of origin in Afghanistan. But the land is barren and flat, and there is no infrastructure or privacy, aid groups said Sunday. Negotiators on a climate-related loss and damages fund have agreed the World Bank will temporarily oversee the International Fund to help poor countries hit hard by a warming planet. The U.S. and several developing countries expressed disappointment in the draft agreement, reached after the tense negotiations at a climate meeting in Abu Dhabi. The draft will be sent for global leaders to sign at the COP28 climate conference that begins in Dubai in late November. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. 24 hours a day, this is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to testify Monday in the New York civil case threatening to upend his real estate empire and deal him a damaging financial blow as he seeks to retake the White House next year. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
The 77-year-old is due to take the stand Monday morning, sitting next to Arthur Engoron, the judge overseeing the case, whom Trump has repeatedly derided as unhinged and as a Trump-hating radical left Democrat operative. Engoron has responded by slapping Trump with two fines, one for $5,000, another for $10,000, when he ruled the one-time reality television star had violated a partial gag order imposed after he bashed the judge's clerk on social media. New York Attorney General Letitia James has accused the Trump Organization of inflating the value of its assets by billions of dollars to obtain more favorable bank loans and insurance terms. Trump denies any wrongdoing. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
French power network operator Enedis says one of its technicians was killed as it battles to restore electricity to hundreds of thousands of homes in the wake of major storms. The 46-year-old man killed Saturday was working in a rapid reaction force deployed in the Brittany region of northwest France that was battered by Thursday's storm Ciarán. The storm packed record-breaking winds and rain and killed 14 people across Europe. Enedis said the police are investigating the man's death. French media reported that the technician was electrocuted while working on a power cable. Battle-weary Ukrainian soldiers are preparing for another winter at war with Russia as Ukrainian citizens brace for another season of cold temperatures and possible Russian attacks on the power grid. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
On the front lines in Ukraine's Donetsk region, soldiers staffing artillery say they've noticed an uptick in Russian artillery use over the last month, something the South Korean intelligence service blames on its northern neighbor after alleging Pyongyang provided Moscow with more than a million shells. It's all adding up to a situation wearing down on soldiers and civilians alike.
A lot of people, of course, in the world are tired. Of course, it's understandable. Somebody tired on the battlefield.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky speaking Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The U.S. military has acknowledged positioning a nuclear-capable submarine in the Middle East. It provided no other details in its online statement Sunday, though it posted an image that appeared to show a submarine in Egypt's Suez Canal near its Suez Canal Bridge. U.S. acknowledgement of an Ohio-class submarine location is incredibly rare, as they represent a part of America's so-called nuclear triad of atomic weapons, which also includes land-based ballistic missiles and nuclear bombs aboard strategic bombers. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.